Welcome to your five for today, and a very happy new year to all. I think it's fitting at the beginning of another new year to start it with the opening words of the Bible, where it says, "In the beginning, God." Indeed, it was God that set the wheels of time in motion. The heavens and earth were created by him, and he continues to hold it all together. The earth and everything in it belong to him. And as we look back over the past year, there will have been good things that we have received. For these, we can pause and say thank you to God for his faithfulness. When the earth first came into being, it is described as being without form and void. It was shapeless and empty. And just now, this might well describe the year which lies ahead of us. It too has yet to take shape. And whilst we may have plans for a prosperous year, it remains to be seen. The New Testament writer James counselled his readers to put the Lord first. For whilst they had plans to spend a profitable year trading in the city, things change very quickly, and even tomorrow is by no means certain. Amidst the uncertainty which surrounds the future, there is, however, one thing of which we can be sure, and it's this. Without God, the year may have a shape of sorts, and there could be pleasures to be enjoyed or difficulties to be experienced. We may see the accumulation or loss of earthly treasures, but without God, it won't have any lasting or eternal value. It will be like the unformed earth, empty. If, on the other hand, we begin with God, and allow our year to go on being shaped by putting him first, we'll be storing up treasure in heaven for the future, and we can claim Jesus' promise for the present that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he'll give to us the necessities of life. The year before us, like the unformed, empty earth, is also in darkness. We don't know what depths of difficulty may lie ahead of us, but we read of the earth that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, indicating that what is unknown to us is known to him, and he's already moving behind the scenes. This is a great comfort to those who trust in God. Sometimes we can try to engineer or manipulate circumstances to avoid problems with mixed results, but a believer in the Lord Jesus is able to leave the future with God, knowing that he is preparing the way ahead. Like the psalmist David, they can say with a note of confidence, even in the face of difficulty, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." As for the earth, shrouded in darkness, what transformed the scene was the power of the word of God. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. In the days of creation that follow, we see the earth shaped, filled, and becoming fruitful with vegetable and animal life. On the seventh day, God reflected on his work with satisfaction. It was very good. As we look out into the new year, what is it that will bring form to the shapelessness? What is it that will bring fruit to the emptiness? What is it that will shed light, dispelling the darkness? It is the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105 puts it this way, "God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The Bible shows us where we are and the way in which we should go. What better way then at the start of a new year than for us to put God at the beginning and set out with his word to command and guide? Thank you for listening. And may God bless your year ahead as you put him first.